missing in one such statement that we couldn't stipulate from what we understand the facts to be from the press. And we have read everything that's been printed, and a lot that hasn't been, but it's been written by authors of the proposed book. And I say again, Your Honor, that several hundred thousand dollars can be saved the state of Tennessee and several weeks of trial of this case in this court if, as a matter of fact, we'll prepare the stipulations if given additional time in which to do it, Your Honor, and I think we can stipulate exactly what's in their file, and then they won't have to reveal anything to us. If any case has ever been explored by the press, this case has been.
Mr. Foreman knows what's in our file. He ought to be ready for trial on March the 30th, court, please.
And that's a complete misstatement of what I said. I did not say it. Mr. Dwyer, though, has a happy facility, Your Honor, of completely misstating anything anybody said at any time for the purpose of making a tirade. I'm sure at least he and perhaps some of the rest of us enjoy his resonant, vibrant, poignant, penetrating tone, Your Honor. But he ought to address himself to the facts as they exist rather than creating misstatements of facts so that he can make a more lucid and logical argument.
I suggest both of you that you're wasting a lot of your talents in the preliminaries while you've got a million bout coming up. Let's save this stuff for later.
Please, Court, I appreciate, of course, the question, but I find that if we have this understanding about each other before we get into court, it saves a whole lot of unpleasantness before a jury.
We understand one another as far as the state's concerned, if the court pleases. Well, my statement still goes. I think you're wasting your talents on the desert air. Mr. Pullman, your motion is ingenious and interesting. But you're asking me to do something that I haven't got any power to do.
I know you don't have any statutory or court deciding power, but the general power that the court has to expedite the business of the court. Of course, in the United States, Your Honor, we have a combination of equity and law, and judges have a little more authority in law courts than they do in law courts in some of the other states. But there's a character in Dickens, Your Honor, that says the law is that which is boldly asserted and plausibly maintained. I have boldly asserted something here, and I would just ask for the court to plausibly maintain.
Foreman, I can't plausibly maintain because of stipulation. By definition, is an agreement between counsel. Now, an agreement is supposed to be something that's voluntary. And if I coerce an agreement, it's not an agreement. It's something that I coerce. I would like very much, believe me, I would like very much to try this case beginning March the 3rd and get it behind me. I have lived with this case close to a year. The marriage is various considerations. seeking advantage, all the advantages that you can grab for your side, your client, and your side of the lawsuit. It remains up to me to resolve these differences. My primary function here is to see if this defendant gets a fair and impartial trial. Guarantee the right of counsel. That means counsel who have prepared their case, had time to prepare their case, time to do all those things necessary to throw up a defense around this man. So the buck stops here. I feel it's undeniable. Mr. Foreman was ill for some 7 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just...